Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you, and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Fly ball, deep right center field. Back goes Martin. Near the warning track. He's there. He's got it. Cubs win.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wildcats are back in action at Ryan Field with 5 Big Ten home games this season. The full schedule and ticket information all available at NUSports.com. John Fox just met the media up at Hallis Hall. Fox would not confirm reports that linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski has a torn pectoral muscle and is out for the season. He did also say that Mike Glennon remains his starting quarterback, but why did Mitch Trubisky not see any action yesterday, Coach?
What I'd remind everybody is that we have our starting quarterback is 2 games as a Bear, and at the point you're probably talking about is maybe the fourth quarter of that game. You know, all those things are going to be important for him moving forward, too. I wish we could play 2 quarterbacks at once, but I don't know that would be our best options.
And the Bears' next game is this coming Sunday at Soldier Field. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the opposition. Uh-oh. Forbes magazine has the Bears valued at $2.85 billion. That ranks as number 7 on the NFL totem pole. The Dallas Cowboys, number 1 at $4.8 billion. Baseball, Joe Maddon has realigned his starting rotation for the upcoming series down in Tampa. Mike Montgomery will go tomorrow with John Lester. Move back to Wednesday. No update on Jake Arrieta. However, it is possible he could pitch in the following series in Milwaukee. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. This scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in downtown Wilmette. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way tomorrow, late afternoon, 5:35, Mark Rohde's pregame show, and then the game down in Tampa Bay, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Can I get back to football, or?
Zach Zaidman's on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Zach, what you got?
Man, the losses keep mounting. 9-25 now under this regime. Just to put it in perspective, Dan, the Patriots, since the start of this decade, 2010, have lost a grand total of 24 games. It's really alarming the rate that the Bears are going at this particular time. And Mike Glennon remains the starter. He will get the call against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But John Fox was peppered with questions as to why the Bears are sticking with their veteran quarterback.
There's so much talk about the quarterback. I'm sure you hear fans want Trubisky in now. Before week one, you said Glennon gives you the best chance to win. Do you still believe that now?
Well, I think after 2 games, it's really hard to evaluate somebody.
I'm sick of listening to this guy. I'm sorry. We heard it. It makes no sense. I'm nothing against you. His voice just makes my skin crawl right now. And it's my fault. I'm sorry. I'm peevish about it. But also, fans want this. I'm sure you hear. Just say, why are you playing a crappy quarterback ahead of the guy that you traded up to draft as the first quarterback overall? I'm going to hide behind what the fans think. I'm sorry, Zach. I'm venting. It's not you. I'm not mad at you.
I think there are a lot of people that are mad, just like you are.
It's not you. It's us, Zach.
No, it's not you.
I don't mean to make it sound like I'm yelling at you.
I think
this is how you end relationships. Or text.
At one point today, did you guys hear this? At one point today, Fox did say that he wishes he could play two quarterbacks.
Yeah, but, like it's a fantasy football team.
But I didn't know. But he said that wouldn't give them the best options, and I didn't know if he meant two quarterbacks at the same time. So yes, almost like having two thinking, running backs right. back there, you know?
A little Chris Leak, Tim Tebow action. You know,
part of the issue,
Hines
guys.
Ward package in there, yep.
part of the reason is that I don't think it's the smartest move in the world to put Trubisky out there this week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And remember at the beginning of the season, what did I tell you? That even though the Bears' defense was a little bit better than it was last year, that you may not see it over the course of the first month of the season because of the offenses that they've been playing. And that's part of the problem. The second thing is that if the Bears can't run the ball and you've got a quarterback turning it over the way Glennon did yesterday, you have no shot.
But he makes better decisions, according to John Fox. That's why he's playing, is because he makes good decisions.
That is one of the things that Fox said today, yes.
I don't know where to go from here, Zach. It's only week two. Like, no one's going to get magically healthier besides Kyle Long. Cam Meredith is out. You've got tight ends outside of Deion Simmons who are non-existent.
I said Simmons.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Lawrence Timmons. I apologize.
He'll be on the field.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. Jordan Howard, he's not talking to the media. He's got a bum shoulder already. Like, this thing is weird already, Zach. We're 2 weeks into the season.
The only thing that surprises me is the people that are surprised by what's transpired.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you were listening to me all throughout training camp, and I know you were, one of the major issues is when it came to the health. Let's start with the health thing. When it came to the health of the football team, we were told that the Bears invested a whole lot in technology. You know, those GPS trackers that they put in the shoulder pads so guys wouldn't get overworked, all that kind of stuff. And we were told that, and they did this. They changed their practice schedule around a little bit. You know, they would only go extremely hard 2 consecutive days. In pads, then take a break on that third practice to make sure guys would stay healthy. But, you know, it's the same medical staff, training staff, sports science staff, strength staff. It's the same people. And you have this odd mix of veterans that were made available because in for some reasons it was their history of injuries. And then you have everyone else is really, really young. And that's nothing's changed here over the past 3 years, and that is a concern going forward, especially when you lose two inside linebackers
to the same injury,
and it's not a football injury. So, yeah, that leaves you scratching your head a little bit. So that's part one. Part two is for any team to be really good, you have to have true difference makers on the field. And over the course of training camp, you know, we were talking about this, you'd have all these people that would come on and tell you that, you know, the Bears are a better football team, but in order to really be better and to have that manifest itself in victories, you need impact players. Where are they?
Well, you like to think that they were drafted at some point and you would use this opportunity in yet another lost season to try to develop them. I know one of them is supposed to be the quarterback that you traded up to draft second overall.
And I'm sure he'll get his chance very soon. I don't know if the first month of the season, I think you'd agree with this too, because Pittsburgh, very difficult team. Then you have a short week where you travel to Green Bay. But after that, you have a little bit of a break before you have the Monday night game against the Minnesota Vikings.
Why wait, though?
So how are you properly evaluating the people around him, too, then? Like, how are you getting the most out of Tariq Cohen and Jordan Howard by having Mike Glennon taking snaps?
I think the problem is that it's if you have Trubisky out there, and let's take a look at what transpired yesterday, for example. You had your starting receiving core, both on IR, right?
They're not going to be back.
You're never going to play him.
Kendall Wright was dealing with a shoulder injury at different points during the game.
And being bad.
Marcus Wheaton was not active because he's still dealing with the broken pinky.
And isn't that good.
So now start to take a look. And you know, you're being sold this. There are a lot of people that apparently, and early on in training camp, I said this too, about, you know, be careful in regards to the hype when it comes to Tanner Gentry. You know, we're talking about an undrafted free agent.
He passed through waivers.
Who passed through it was not claimed by a single team after having this phenomenal training camp with the Bears. But you know what? Dane Sonsenbacher had great training camps with the Bears.
So this
Andy
is to say
Fantuz.
What?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but look, the fact is there's just no reason to coddle Trubisky. Well, you can't play him against this team. You can't play him against this team. You can't play him. Then why'd you draft him?
Oh, he's going to play. He's going to play.
So week six will be better than week three.
I think so. If you look at the opponents in the second month of the season, there's a
it's very different. It's just so defeatist, though. This team's too good. This team is too good.
But would you not agree that in the NFL, the last thing, and you've seen so many quarterbacks
go through
this.
But if you trust your evaluation, you're going to know what he looks like because a team is more talented or because his receivers are less talented or saying, hey, that was a rookie read right there. That was...
There's clearly stuff he doesn't know because he played just 13 games as a starter in college without running a pro style.
But they can't let him start any more college games.
Agreed. But keep in mind that we've seen so many quarterbacks in this league.
Now, if you start worrying about what other quarterbacks have gone through.
No, listen. You have to, in this league, you don't want to psychologically damage the quarterback where if he goes out there and it's not good and you have to take him out, that could affect a guy going forward. And we've seen many players in the NFL where that happened.
He wasn't the one.
I'm not taking him out unless he's hurt. I don't care if he throws six picks. You're closer to winning a Super Bowl than you are with Mike Glennon out there.
And doesn't that kind of mean that he wasn't the one? If that happens?
For all of their talk about the meetings they had, the dinners, and they sat down and they knew in their heart. How many all-in?
Like when a guy gets ruined... Doesn't that mean that they weren't one?
You saw Deshaun Watson the other day,
yes.
Right? The Texans game.
Uh-huh.
You know, that offensive line's banged up,
yep.
And you saw him immediately...
Made a couple plays.
Right, try and run. And do you want... Yesterday, they had one offensive lineman have to play three different positions because they used every single O-lineman that was active for that game.
So you find out what the baseman is. You find out what he can deal with. This is we're talking about this with football, too. Like, you can't hide him from injuries. You can't hide him. Every defensive lineman that he goes up against is going to want to hit him as hard as they possibly can, whether Kyle Long's there or not, whether Josh Sitton is there or not. I can dig it. The wide receivers aren't going to get any better. You can tell me what Kendall Wright is and what he isn't. He's going to be a guy that you have to throw balls to. I don't like wasting time, and it feels like a waste of time. And if we're really talking about evaluating the spots on the field that you will keep or the people on the field that you will keep going forward, you tell me how Mike Glennon taking snaps is any different than Mitch Trubisky taking snaps for Jordan Howard or Tariq Cohen.
I don't have a problem waiting two more games and then putting Trubisky in the rest of the way if you continue to see what you saw yesterday from the quarterback.
So you have to see more losing for him to be good. I mean, for him to get the job.
I'm not worried about Glennon's development. What I'm worried about is Trubisky's development so that when he's out there, he's confident and you put yourself in a position where this guy continues to ascend and doesn't go backwards.
Listen, he's gonna throw a lot of interceptions. He's going to make some reads that you aren't happy with. But this is all. I mean, how many times kids fall? Kids fall. Kids bump their heads and they get up and they got a mark and they got a scratch and they keep it moving.
Well, they've already made the decision to go to Glennon. And I would say,
I thought that was the wrong one coming out of college.
I don't have a problem with what you're saying because, listen, you can't have what you had yesterday. You can't. It was tough enough for them to try and get a victory.
But he just stood up and said that the reason Mike Glennon's starting because he makes good decisions. That's where we are.
Especially by a nobody, Zach. That's the other thing. I can have that if that's Mitchell Trubisky. Like, yo, did you see this dude stare at a guy who had upfield leverage and listen. McClain is a decent corner. He is nobody's all pro.
He baited him into that throw.
He stared at the corner in the nickel slot, get the upfield shoulder, and push his receiver off the route and still threw the ball. I can dig that if that's Mitchell Trubisky who hasn't seen any of this before. I can't dig it if it's a guy who you've been telling me that's been waiting to start for 2 weeks and how good he is at game planning and how good he is at going throughout. Oh, you see the Tennessee first half when he saw everything and he got the chance to game plan? This is what he can be every week. I can't. can't do that. I can't champion a guy who throws 165 yards worth of balls against the Atlanta Falcons and we're acting like we saw Joe Montana. If it's going to happen, I'd rather it happen from the young kid who learns in those moments. Yo, you never do this again. Just like Tariq Cohen. I bet you Tariq Cohen's going to go running away from punts from here on out that people are yelling fire or Peter or whatever the safe word is because he's not going to try to make that play again. I'd rather that happen. I'm tired of treating quarterbacks like they're not still football players. He's going to have to mess up. He's going to get hit. His accuracy and his mobility are the things that you touted as his strengths. I feel like we're playing scared poker here. And if I'm Ryan Pace, hell with everybody. I've got the longest leash in here. Unless you're scared to start that clock as well. And if that's the case, then everything that you've been selling me all this offseason and during draft night is all poppycock.
Balderdash.
I'm sorry, Zach. I didn't
Piffle
mean to
and
be
rot.
It could be. You don't know. I mean, people are just assuming that all of a sudden the guy's going to come in there and you know, Peyton Manning wasn't a savior year one, and he wasn't.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He wasn't. He threw a ton of, he led the league in interceptions. Mm-hmm. But nobody in Indianapolis was like, huh? No, they were like, yo, you got to get this out the way. Nobody's going to have Dak Prescott seasons. Nobody's going to have that.
Not even Dak Prescott.
Right, exactly. Like, nobody's going to have that. That happens once every 15 years.
You know what complicates this? You know, in my opinion, you know what complicates this? It's just the fact that they have a short week after this game against the Steelers. That's what I think complicates it. Whereas if you had a normal Sunday game.
Then let him learn on a short week.
Zach, as a reporter. When you got your first big assignment, right? Whatever you started covering, didn't you feel like I could have done this before this? But now's the time that they think I'm ready. I'm sorry. Any competitor, and they are competitors in the front office as well as the coaching staff as well as this kid. I can dig it. I understand the soft landings, come on, man, what are we doing here? He's learning nothing on the sidelines. He's charting plays for a bum. You know what he's saying in his head. This guy sucks. I am better than him, but I got to play the role until I get my time. Come on. Like, what are we doing, really? The Bears aren't going to win the Super Bowl this year. Maybe not next year or the year after that. Let me see what I got. Simple as that. And if I'm running from the Steelers and the Packers now, So they go 0-4, like everyone thought they would go, mm-hmm. and you've wasted two games of development and basement finding with this guy.
I think that there's so many. It goes deeper than that, in my opinion.
How?
Because if they continue to lose,
okay,
I mean consecutively,
okay,
then what happens? I think there's been
they've been doing.
What you talking about with him at the helm?
No, not forget the quarterback. Now I'm talking about the coach.
The coach is fired.
He's done though.
He's fired.
Okay, so then you're learning a system that are you going to run this system next year?
Learn another system.
That's how you screw quarterbacks up.
So you want them to keep?
No, do not. Whoa.
I'm asking. Well, that's what you just said.
I think if you have another game like this from the quarterback that started yesterday, you can easily, I mean, you can make a great case for a switch right now, and I completely understand why. But I just want, if I'm working with a young quarterback, mm-hmm. I want to make sure that when I put him in, and there's never going to be that perfect moment. There never is such a thing as a perfect moment where you can just put somebody in and everything is going to work.
That's
exactly
what I'm arguing against, because everybody's acting like there will be some perfect time where people will come back magically healthy and all of a sudden a wide receiver will sprout out from under the ground and you'll snatch him up like a little turnip and then throw him out there and put a helmet on him. No, that's not going to happen this year.
But I do think what does help is if you do have extra time to prepare as they will leading into that Monday night game against Minnesota.
Well, they've had 6 weeks. They've had 6 weeks, and they put this product on the field. So, press the button on some of these coaches, too. If I'm Ryan Pace, show me what you got. Everybody's talking about Dave Ragone and all these other dudes, Dowell Loggins. Show me what you got. It's time. It's time to find out. Like, I'm tired of acting like this thing we're in reverse. This thing from year one to year three, it's gone in reverse.
And what bothers me is that after the pick, after the trade up for Trubisky, when mm-hmm. we sat down with Ryan Pace and how many times did he use the phrase all in? All in. Guys, I'm all in.
Press the button on some of these coaches. Press the button on yourself.
He said, guys, I'm all in. Show me. He's not acting like it.
Real talent trusts itself.
It's easy to say it.
If Ryan Pace is a talented evaluator, hey, he knows. He knows we know what he thinks. I don't think he thinks that John Fox is the guy to lead him into the quarterback frontier. Now press the button on some of these dudes. Find out what you're going to keep and what you're not. Sometimes you got to knock a house down.
Keep in mind, I think that they already did make changes that they didn't expect to make from this standpoint. I don't think they intended to start the season with Trubisky as the backup quarterback.
I don't either.
Unfortunately. But they allowed it to play out. And he impressed them and moved along further than they thought. So they made him the backup quarterback. That's why it's coming. The time is coming very soon. So if it's not this week and it's not next week because it's a short week, it'll be against Minnesota. Zach, it's coming.
Zach, what if he's averaged the next 2 weeks? What if they squeeze a win out? Then what? What if they go 1-1 these next 2 weeks and Mike Glennon is okay? Then you're going to tell me 3 weeks from now? 4 weeks from now?
I
know what he is.
Do you really?
He's sunk cost.
I think that you're going to see Mitchell Trubisky very soon.
I understand.
And I think based on everything that we've seen from this point out of Mike Glennon, I think it would be stunning to see him turn it around to play the type of quarterback that you need to get to the level that you were just talking about.
But to have to hope for that is the point, that we don't want to position, right?
I agree.
All right, let's get to Nuggets and Tidbits very quickly if you got them.
All right, so a whole bunch of injuries, but one of the more interesting ones is Jordan Howard. We have not heard from Jordan Howard. We have not heard him talk publicly since he dropped that ball against the Falcons in week one. He had a shoulder injury in that game, which kind of limited him. I thought he was limited yesterday in pass protection because of the shoulder. They were using Michael Burton in those situations a little bit more, and obviously they didn't have Benny Cunningham. But he did not talk after the game, did not talk on Friday, even though they said he was available while we were talking to Mitchell Trubisky. And John Fox today said he's finally made aware of it, and he'll be talking shortly.
That's a lie. Zach, thank you.
Thank you, Zach. I love you, man.
Dan, calm down.
I'm good.
Don't tell Dan to calm down.
It's been going on for a while. Ever since they fired Lovie Smith, who was 18 games above 500, they're now 22 games under.
Tell him, Zach.
Yeah, everything sucks.
Everything sucks.
Everything is terrible.
All right, Zach.
All right, ready?
See you guys.
Thanks, Zach. We ready for phones on Bears Monday?
Yes, release the hounds.
All right, there's Bob up there. There's
a Lee. Yeah. And a George. Oh, and you got a Janet. Let's go.
Damn it, Janet.
There it is. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. 670-11 if you want to text us and say the things that you say on the Tech Zone. And also, Facebook Live is open for you. The chat is open there so you can see us be silly and wear dumb things like my Mitchapalooza shirt. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. We will talk to you next right here on 670 The Score.
This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, it's recap and reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford. Built for Tough.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. The Oakland Raiders had their home opener against the Jets, which meant a couple of things were going to happen yesterday. One, the Raiders were going to win. Two, the Jets were going to get destroyed. And three, Marshawn Lynch was going to make his official home debut, and he made it memorable. He went legend on the sidelines with the Raiders up 35-13, dropping some incredible dance moves when the PA started to bump Oakland. Except not everybody loved it. The New York Jets didn't. Linebacker Jordan Jenkins said, quote, "That was embarrassing." Actually, Jordan, Marshawn dancing was not embarrassing. Allowing more than 400 yards for the second straight week is embarrassing. In fact, most embarrassing is it's got nothing to do with you. Trust me, Marshawn probably didn't even know who he was playing. Stop making it about yourselves. I'm Jim Rome.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs. almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, lease a new 2017 Ford Focus for $179 per month for 36 months with 2019 Duet signing. First month's payment to Duet signing. Zero security deposit, taxes and fees extra.
I played in the Ford Classic last year so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and dock fees. All Ford rebates and incentives applied. Must qualify. See dealer for details. Offer expires 10-2-17.
Ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear. Chicago, save more at Woodfield Nissan. Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995 or a 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf and Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $13.89 per month per 1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale prices.
Hey, Illinois drivers, we can make zero fatalities a reality. For starters, cars and trucks, please be extra careful when driving next to each other. Also, if your phone isn't hands-free, it's illegal to use when driving in Illinois. So drop it and drive. And remember, when you see orange signs, look for the unexpected. Something ahead could result in a crash. See orange, slow down, save lives. Together, we can make zero fatalities a reality. Always drive safely and embrace the orange. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
The Score and Great Clips have teamed up to find the next fantasy football expert for the 2017 season. So this season, make sure to tune into The Score each Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. for all your fantasy updates, news, and tips on the Great Clips Fantasy Football Show, hosted by Joe Ostrowski and this year's expert, the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert, brought to you by Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Chris Bryant.
We have a pretty good opportunity here to kind of separate ourselves. But at the same time, don't put too much pressure on ourselves. There's no need for it. Because, you know, I think at the end of the day, we know what type of team we have. We know what we're capable of. So if we just go out there and play, you know, I think good things will happen.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it really on John Fox when you decide that Elshon Jeffrey is superfluous to demand and you let him go because he doesn't really want to be here? That's fine. You never replaced him. You let a guy go and you never replaced him.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi stops swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Now for my favorite part of the show. What did I say? Talk to the audience. Oh, God, this is always dead.
This segment's brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Let's do this, shall we?
Yeah, I'm ready if you're ready, my man, because I don't think it's going to get a whole hell of a lot more pleasant.
Bears Monday starts in Racine, Wisconsin with Lee on the score.
Hey, thanks, guys, for hearing me. First of all, I don't really blame the defense that much, especially because they did keep us in the game against Atlanta. Now, when the offense turns the ball over as many times as they did yesterday, that is pathetic. Glennon, a quarterback? Really?
Thanks, Lee. Here's Chris in Bensenville on WSCR.
Hi, guys. I was going to say, even if Trubisky starts, knowing Fox's coaching skills, he'll probably...
Who the hell is he?
Who? Oh, well, I'm saying Fox will probably start him at linebacker.
Who's it? No, who you want to start, though?
We got one. We first mention, and...
Trubisky?
We got our Trubisky.
This is
Portage Park. This is Janet on the score.
First in the game.
Hi, fellas. I've been listening to you while I've been waiting. You're very entertaining when you're frustrated.
Well, we don't like being frustrated,
no
Janet.
Fun for us, Janet.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well, but I just wanted to sum up the Bears and the press conference of John Fox that my husband had an expression that I think he borrowed from MASH. But he used to always say, the operation was a success, but the patient died.
Janet?
I don't really know how that applies.
You enjoy the rest of your afternoon, sweetheart. Janet from Portage Park, everybody. All right, we'll continue this on the other side of the shoe.
Outstanding.
Bears Monday.
Outstanding. That could not have gone better.
Where's Virgil?
This is going great.
Scoreboard update.
The patient has died.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, old Janet bringing out that MASH humor for us.
That was great. It's 2:30 from the Northwestern Football Update Studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wildcats are back in action at Ryan Field. 5 Big Ten home games this season. The full schedule and ticket info, all available at NUSports.com. John Fox, not very full of information today, but then again, he never is. So he would not confirm reports that linebacker Nick Kutkowski is out for the season with a torn pectoral muscle. However, he did say that Mike Glennon does make good decisions on the field and will remain the starting quarterback. Other NFL happenings, injury news, Carolina tight end Greg Olsen out 6 to 8 weeks with a broken foot, Atlanta linebacker Vic Beasley out a month with a slight hamstring tear, and Cleveland wide receiver Corey Coleman out indefinitely with a broken hand. And pro basketball, the Denver Nuggets and center Mason Plumlee, they've agreed on a 3-year, $41 million deal. Make Burlington your store for fall fashion and save big. Dresses, jewelry, suits, sweaters, shoes, they have all the latest brand name looks your whole family will love, up to 65% off other retailers. Prices every day, Burlington style for everyone. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, enjoy an APR as low as 0.9% for 24 months on all 2014 and 2015 BMW certified pre-owned models. Visit the luxury leader at ElmhurstBMW.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way late afternoon tomorrow, 5:35, Mark Rohde's pregame show, and then the game against Tampa Bay. All right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
You go Mason Plumlee. Oh,
shout out to the NBA and the United States of America.
Only in America.
Yeah, man. 41 Ooh. Large. 30 days away. Oh, no doubt. 30 days away from the season tipping off, right around the corner. So for everyone else.
He Mason Plumlee makes a million more a year than Patrick Kane.
Rightfully so.
Phil in Des Moines, welcome to Bears Monday on the Score.
Cello. Philly!
Phil, go.
Hello?
Phil. Yeah, Phil, third time, third chance. Here we go.
Sorry, my fault.
Yes, it's your fault.
Okay, so Bears, not a Bears fan here, Niner fan, but I'm just going to give my 2 cents. All right?
No, actually not.
There it is.
Bob on the South Side, you're on the Score. Hi, Bob.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon. You know, with the Fox thing with this quarterback controversy, you've heard for a while now that he's been difficult to work with and that he was, even on draft day, they said he was miffed that no one ran it by him, that that they traded up to get this kid.
I forgot about that.
It just seems like, for whatever reason, he's made it the choice between starting Trubisky and him. It seems like, for whatever reason, to leave that bum out there when Trubisky, we saw, was good at the things Glennon is awful at, and he needs to work on a lot of stuff. And if you as a coach can't sit there and say, okay, let me work on this kid, then you don't belong coaching.
Well, Bob, even if he isn't good at some of the things that Mike Glennon is good at, I don't want to see Mike Glennon anymore. I'm good on the Mike Glennon thing. Like, people are trying to twist this in so many different directions and angles.
It's only two games for him too. Right. That's plenty.
Yes, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is like, yes, that's enough. We'll appreciate you. Is Jameis though? Like, it's fine. Mike Glennon, I'm sure his family loves him. I'm sure he loves his family. He's got a lot of dough in his pocket right now. It's not about what Mitchell is to what he is. I'm just tired of seeing him. Even in the near win, because we have to count those now. Even in the near win, I'm good.
This is what Stonecutter says. If Glennon's grasp of the offense is so tenuous that he needs to be in the fourth quarter of a game when you're getting your teeth kicked in, to get accustomed to the offense, you cannot then suggest he's playing because he makes good decisions. Either you make good decisions or you need more time with the offense. Which is it?
Very simple.
Riverside, this is Joey on the Score. What's up, Joey?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Joey!
Fine.
Hey, so I just wanted to kind of touch again on the quarterback thing. I understand the whole, you know, don't throw him to the wolves kind of
I don't.
Approach. No, I mean, I don't either. But I get, like, when people say that, I'm like, okay. But anyway, I just want to... But I think about all these quarterbacks in the past few years between, you know, Mariota, Winston, Carr, all these, even Wentz this past year, all these guys drafted to be the guy, and, you know, they, quote-unquote, being thrown to the wolves. Also, on teams that weren't necessarily established, they've been kind of rebuilding themselves as well.
Yeah, because the teams trusted them to play because they trusted the guy they picked, and
yes,
they wanted to get closer to winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I just can't stand seeing that here. I mean, they trade up to get Trubisky, and when you do that, especially number two, I know you guys said it a million times, this is what...
All right, Joey, we only need to say it a million and one time, or a million and first time. Listen, Deshaun Watson, and shout out to my man L.A., Deshaun Watson played on a short week with no tight ends. He had people lining up with 70 numbers on the outside of the offensive line, online. No tight ends. Short week against a Bengals defense that's still respectable, still some playmakers out there. You know, you got Geno Atkins and Pac-Man Jones still playing corner. They got some people on that defense, and he won a game. He didn't win it by throwing for 400 yards. He didn't win it by having a 158.3 passer efficiency rating. But you can't, like, the short week thing, that doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. I'm tired of seeing mediocrity at his peak, though. Like, that's what, at his best, he is an average quarterback. I don't need it anymore. I know what I have in him. That's what it is for me, Dan. I know what I have in Mike Glennon.
Like you say, I'm good on the Mike Glennon.
I'm good on the Mike Glennon thing. I don't want to waste any more time. You know, anybody out there in a bad relationship right now who you're sitting at your cube and you're like, man, I've been waiting to break up with this girl for like 6 weeks, but, you know, she treats me good on Fridays and, you know, sometimes we go to brunch. You know what your depths have been. You know what your basement is. I know what Mike Glennon is. I'm done with this relationship already. I was done in week one of the preseason, and I didn't think anything was going to happen. What if he plays well? That's the other thing. If he plays better, then what? All these people, oh, you could. People have Sam Bradford disease, apparently, too. Oh, you can flip him for a second or a third rounder because I saw it happen last year. All right, before then, when does it happen? When does it happen? What? Anybody? Nobody paying for Nick Foles? You know Nick Foles is languishing as a third quarterback somewhere in this country? I believe he's a Kansas City.
It could be a different country.
Yeah. It doesn't happen like that. The NFL finds out, not immediately, but soon, what you are, and that's what you are. That's what he is.
Fox sounds like the only guy that feels like there's upside somewhere in Mike Glennon that needs to be unlocked.
You know what it is? It's Bill Cartwright playing Corey Blunt and Dickie Simpkins instead of Eddie Curry and Tyson Chandler late in games so that you could have a trustworthy, dependable, you know, veteran in there because they don't make young guy mistakes. Well, guess what? You're 9-25. You have not earned any right to put him behind a bum. When you're winning games, yeah, you can sit in the cut, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo style, you know, Aaron Rodgers style. You can sit in the cut. We'll tuck you until we need to untuck the heat. But other than that, you've won 9 of the 34 games that you've coached in this city. 9. You call no shots over here, homeboy. If I'm Ryan Pace, and if that's what it's come down to, that Ryan Pace and John Fox have to, no, we don't have to talk about anything. We don't have to. You will coach the player that I tell you to put in. And if you don't like it, you can take your old ass up the street.
Well, the only way that general managers have forced that in the past is by simply moving a guy out of town that they didn't, to take it away to coach-proof the roster. You know what? You know you want to play this guy? You don't have him anymore. Remember that happened? Billy Beane did that to Art Howe over and over again. Billy Beane just kept getting rid of the guy. And Art Howe was that guy. Art Howe was John Fox. Art Howe was the old guy who just didn't.
This is how we do things.
This is all trustworthy. Yeah. You got to have my veteran out there. I can't turn my back on this guy. What am I supposed to say to him? And Billy Beane's point was, you don't have to say anything to him because I just traded him.
Look at this from the 6-3.
He's not here anymore. Right?
Watson isn't very good. He's another one read and run guy.
Oh, then you're not watching football.
You watched him for 4 quarters in his professional debut. And that's what you.
He didn't watch any of it.
No, not at all.
He didn't watch a single.
But this is the problem. I found out what Deshaun Watson was in the 4 quarters that I watched him. I'd like to find out what Mitchell Trubisky is. And I don't care about short weeks. I don't care about rivalry games or they're playing the Steelers. No. Because guess what? Sometimes you get surprised. Carson Wentz, first 4 weeks, surprised the hell out of a lot of people. And then he came. It was a regression to the mean again.
There are no wolves. This idea of throwing them to the wolves. It's the NFL. Every week you go out there, I don't care if you're playing the Jets or the Niners, every week you go out there, there's going to be somebody who's going to do bad things to you. And you're the Bears, too. Because those awful teams, like, hey, we might get a win this week.
Right.
You don't think that the worst teams in the league are getting ready to play the Bears, getting excited and motivated to play the Bears? There are no wolves. There's only football. In Hayward in Iowa, Darren is on the score.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I know the Bears don't do this, but if they did make a coaching change, let's say midseason, how would you feel if they moved Vic Fangio to interim coach and see what he can coach and then evaluate him at the end of the season?
Well, Dan, we talked about this last week.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be.
Yeah, we
coach.
Don't even know if he wants that gig. Some guys are happy where they're at. Some guys are defensive coordinators. Some guys are offensive coordinators.
I guarantee
the CEO
you,
of a franchise is not everybody's thing.
Believe me, Ryan Pace has his list of the coaches that he is targeting for next year, and I don't think Vic Fangio's on there. I don't think that's one of his prospects to be the head coach of the Bears next year. Might be, but knowing Pace and knowing the kind of model that he is trying to emulate.
I think he wants another young guy like himself.
I think he wants an
offensive play caller.
An offensive-minded, dynamic coach. And I don't think that Vic Fangio fits that mold. So this isn't going to be an opportunity to try to gauge.
Right.
And you wouldn't learn anything anyway because of the quality of the current roster with injuries and everything else. This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Bears Monday officially underway. We got more calls coming in. We've got emails. We've got texts. We've got things going crazy in your live chat on Facebook and everybody watching along at Watch670TheScore.com. Plenty more to do. Dan Pompey at the top of the hour on The Score.
The Cubs' magic number is now 10. Cubs fans, this is where you want to be for Cubs playoff talk and to listen to every exciting game now through the postseason.
And the Cubs win!
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The Cubs' magic number is sponsored by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Welcome to Canals for a breathtaking 2018 Mercedes-Benz shopping experience. Look, there's the 2018 AMG GT Roadster, the most thrilling Mercedes-Benz Roadster ever to come out of AMG's headquarters in Affalterbach, Germany. A rare car for the rare few, powered by a hand-built bi-turbo V8 with 469 stampeding horses. Whoa! And there's the new long-awaited 2018 Mercedes-Benz E400 Coupe. Inside and out, a masterpiece in automotive design and engineering. Go ahead, take a closer look or take a test drive in the new premium 2018 GLC SUV or the new seductive C-Class convertible or one of the other new arrivals now at Canals. Your destination for the complete 2018 Mercedes-Benz experience. Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Canals.com.
Not all pressure-treated lumber is treated equal. Take the newest pressure-treated ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. It's treated with two times the protection compared to above-ground treated lumber to guard against rot, decay, and termites. Perfect for all your outdoor projects. Next project, take out the guesswork and come in for the pro treatment. Save time and money with a wide selection of building code compliant ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mike Lennon serves no purpose if he's turning the ball over. That's it. He serves no purpose. Is Mitch Trubisky ready to play in less than ideal conditions and not have his entire development stunted? That's it.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it really on John Fox when you decide that Elshon Jeffrey is superfluous to demand and you let him go because he doesn't really want to be here? That's fine. You never replaced him. You let a guy go and you never replaced him.
Mully and Henley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's Monday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You're going to see just the pile right there in the briar patch. When you get down in there, you get dirty. A lot of bodies, people roll up on you. Look at Barber just absolutely digging it out, giving people a mouthful of Rydell in the briar patch right there. Just trying to give you a mouthful of Rydell.
Now, okay. Are we talking about former Florida Gators wide receiver Rydell Anthony? Or are we talking about the football?
He's talking about the helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Rydell's helmet manufacturer.
Is it still Rydell?
Some. There's Shutt. There is Rydell. There's the other, that new company, too.
Like the G-Force one, whatever. With the weird pterodactyl head.
With the made-up, it's supposed to be safe.
Well,
thing.
It puts a pillow in between your brain and your skull.
Right inside your skull. It's amazing how they do that.
Yeah, enhanced kind of situation.
The briar patch, too. That's odd. That's two Song of the South references in there. That goes to the old Brer Rabbit and Brer Bear story told by Uncle Remus. And I'm thinking, Mark.
Uncle Remus?
Yeah.
Some good food.
The Disney movie. Oh, it is, too. I like your garbage can lid. Right?
Run that.
Yep.
Every time.
Uh-huh.
Just make sure you got your gun on safe.
This segment brought to you by Dell. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business tech advisor.
You're pushing more buttons?
Sure.
Okay.
The music makes me happy. I'm going to do that. Gregor in Rockford, you're on The Score.
Gregor!
Hey, how you doing, guys?
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, first of all, I hope the Cub owners want to buy a football team because they may bring a winner in here.
That's a tough start.
But I know that won't happen.
Yeah.
You know, listening to John Fox this morning on The Score, you know,
with us.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he thinks that all of us Bear fans are naive or stupid, or we just believe everything he says.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know what he was talking about, and while we got to get the run game going, but how are you going to get a run game going when your quarterback will not throw over 5-10 yards, you got 8 guys in the box, and he doesn't. We're sitting here watching the game, and my girlfriend, who don't know nothing about football, Dawn, she's like, boy, he just stares these guys down left and right.
Well, Gregor, let's delve into the meat of this conversation, so to speak here. How old a man are you?
Me, I'm 63, been a Bear fan my whole life.
How old's your girlfriend?
She is 58.
Oh, there nice. You go, Gregor. All right, I see you. Hey, man, turn the game off, man. Turn some Teddy Pendergrass on, or some Freddie Jackson or something. You know, have a good time with your lady, man.
Oh.
Don't let the Bears ruin your Sunday afternoon.
No. Actually, I watched Miami with Cutler and the coach we should have had with Adam Gase.
Stop forcing your girlfriend to watch Bears football with you. That's what I'm saying, Gregor. Enjoy the sights of Rockford on a Sunday afternoon, man.
Oh, she wasn't. She just came down, and it's not even worth yelling at the screen anymore because it's like, you know, like you guys were saying, this. I'm sure Glennon's a great guy, but he does not check anything down.
All right.
Everybody says.
Gregor, what's your girlfriend's name?
I think Dawn.
Dawn? Yeah.
Say Dawn, Gregor.
Say yes. Tell Dawn we said what's up.
Yeah, thanks, Gregor.
Be easy, Gregor. It's Gregor Blanco. He's in witness protection.
Yeah, the first rule of witness protection is call the score.
Say you live in Rockford, completely lose your...
Give out your girlfriend's name, give out your age.
Completely lose your accent. Right. You're doing a good job, Gregor Blanco.
All it is egg noodles with some ketchup. Kenny and Dixon, you're on The Score.
Yeah, my point is this. Everybody's coming up with the excuse that Trubisky only played 13 games in college. Well, I watched all 13 games.
No, you didn't.
For over 4,000 yards.
Yeah, you got the stats.
In college. And then John Fox said today on your guys' show in his press conference that he said that Mike Glennon is making a good decision maker. Well, obviously, in two.
Shut it down!
Yeah, you know what? This has been fun. We'd like to thank our video coordinator, Brian Gertz. I'd like to thank Nick Chubkowski for putting up these glorious calls. And Chris Tannehill for not putting more drops in between these calls. Everybody did an awful job today, including myself. I'm going to point at myself first. I was born with thumbs. And Dan, well, Dan was just Dan today. We'd like to thank you. Lawrence Holmes is coming up next from 3 to about...
And then Cubs baseball.
Yeah, we're going to add a Cubs 6:30. Game, yeah. Lawrence is probably on the treadmill like, what the hell is going on right now? Mitch didn't tell me anything. Yeah, we're out of here. We're going to go... we got Jewish holidays starting today.
we got like 3 minutes left of the segment. Yeah. We're not even out of the segment yet.
I don't... But it'd be bad if we got a good one now. You know what I mean?
Hey, like, I'm always up for Middletown, Ohio. Here's Tom on the score.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine. Couldn't be better.
We're Jason Whitlock.
Yeah, I'm calling from a long way away, I know. Hey, the Bears...
Your phones work that way.
Mike Glennon was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they said he sat and watched. He had a few starts. But then I listened to a Fox today, and he said he's only had two starts with us. I heard Jim Miller come on your show and say he's had so many starts to give him time. Why are we the only team in the NFL, probably in the history of the NFL, that's developing a starting quarterback and a backup quarterback at the same time?
You know what? I love that. I love the way you phrase it.
It's a great call.
I love the way you stripped it down and phrased
that. Dropped a gem on us just now.
Developing a starting quarterback and a backup quarterback at the same time.
And Tom seems football because he lives in Middletown, Ohio, which
they make
there's
you
nothing
like,
but football.
And every Friday night they pin your eyes open.
The Amish as well.
Amish football? You are looking live.
Hezekiah Jenkins runs a 5.64 40.
That's where the recruiting gets weird.
Yeah.
Your name is it's already Ezekiel? Perfect. This is perfect.
And I don't hit people like the colored fella, dude.
Just grow your beard out.
You got him on Bourbon Street pulling down people's shirts. Hezekiah, cut it out.
Knock it off.
School of barn raising. That's his intro. Hezekiah Jamal Jenkins. Fresh off a horse's ass, Ohio.
Butter churning you. Right. That's the fastest Amish person I've ever seen.
Oh, Lord.
He's so sudden and explosive.
They called him suspenders.
Jesus. Kurt and Elgin, welcome to the score.
Doing?
Hi, Kurt.
Oh!
Hey, guys. I want to maybe you can explain something to me or clarify. What is Mark Sanchez's role on this team?
Third-string quarterback.
And honey bagger.
I mean, what kind of salaries he has? What kind of contract does he have? I mean, how many quarterbacks?
He's on a one-year contract at a very, very low rate. Why you should? Yeah. Does that bother you? I mean, he makes third-string quarterback money, and he's the third-string quarterback.
I was just curious as to what his role was.
He's the third-string quarterback.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, were you otherwise concerned?
Is he taking someone's job, Kurt?
No, I just didn't know what kind of money they were paying him.
They're paying him third string quarterback money.
Yeah.
Well, you're clarifying that, and I appreciate it.
All right. Okay. All right. Enjoy your day, Kurt. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We will talk some NFL football and also some Bears football with Dan Pompey. He'll be next on the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got a guy you traded up to draft number two overall. You traded up.
That's the most important part.
You traded up to draft him number two overall.
Taken in this draft.
And you're going out of your way to say why he's not supposed to play for this team right now. Why? Why Mike Glennon? How are you better with him?
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or 7 times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with performance starter internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service, router coverage and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear, Chicago. Save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995. Or a 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf and Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $13.89 per month per $1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale prices.
Hey, it's Katherine Lowe, and I want you to come hang with me at CBS Radio's We Can Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood, California. Head to WeCanSurvive.com for your chance to win the trip of a lifetime. You'll see today's hottest music acts, enjoy a weekend in LA, and spend some time with me in the Westinghouse